It's Tuesday, August 4th. I'm Oscar Ramirez from the Daily Dive podcast in Los Angeles, and this is Reopening America. While diagnostic tests for COVID-19 are more widely available now, you have to be careful when paying with insurance and where you are getting them. One woman in Houston paid for her son's rapid response drive-through test with insurance, and it should have cost $175. But the freestanding emergency room tried to bill $2,479. Marshall Allen, healthcare reporter at ProPublica, joins us for how out-of-network COVID tests could cost you more than you think. Thanks for joining us, Marshall.
Thanks for having me here.
I wanted to talk about this aspect of coronavirus testing I've always been very interested in. How much does it cost? Because while states and the government have said, hey, nobody should have to pay for a coronavirus test, that's not always true. Sometimes you go to a doctor's office. In the case of the story we're talking about today, you go to more like emergency room services, and those aren't covered for free all the time. Your insurance can pay for some of it, and it gets pretty weedy. But man, this story that you wrote about, how a $175 COVID-19 test led to $2,479 in charges, it's just crazy the things that they were trying to charge for this. So Marshall, tell us a little bit about this story and how they got to such high charges.
I think one of the big lessons in American healthcare is that nothing is ever free. And so even though Congress has passed some laws that protect patients from spending a lot out of pocket, our insurance plans can still get charged some exorbitant prices for these COVID tests. And I wouldn't call it the norm. I mean, most of the time, if people go to an in-network facility or an in-network lab or an in-network doctor, then their insurance plan has a negotiated rate for that COVID test. And so the patient's not going to pay anything out of pocket. And in those cases, the insurance plan is going to pay reasonable rates. But with out-of-network providers, and that just means a lab or a doctor or a clinic that doesn't have a contract with your insurance company, they can charge almost any amount that they want, and the insurance companies have to pay it. So what they are doing, some of these out-of-network providers, in this case, I wrote about one of these freestanding emergency rooms in Texas. They charge exorbitant, extremely high charges, at least according to the experts that I talked to. So in this case, they charged $2,479 for the test. And then that becomes the negotiating price to get reimbursed from the plan. So they may not get $2,479. In fact, they probably won't, but they'll probably get a lot more than if you would pay out of pocket. So in this case, if you paid out of pocket, they would have taken $175. But once they get access to your insurance, they're going to go for the $2,479.
Now, this facility in particular is called Signature Care, as you mentioned, in Texas. And you profiled a woman named Rachel Cordova. She went to get a test. She also had to get a test for her son. And that's really where they got the itemized account for this big charge. But right off the bat, for her own test that she didn't end up getting because she didn't want to go through all of this, in the fine print, it says all the different things they can charge you. The facility fee can be anything between $500 to $100,000. Observation fee could range from $1,000 to $100,000. So it's just like such an open-ended spectrum of money they can charge.
Well, and it really is ridiculous. I mean, you know, if you go someplace and they hand you paperwork and they say, we may charge your insurance plan up to $100,000 for a facility fee or for an observation fee, that's going to cause people to think twice before they sign that paperwork. And Rachel DeCordova is an attorney in Houston. And so she reads the fine print. So when she got handed this disclosure statement, you know, she had just gone there for a drive-through COVID test right, that was advertised for $175. She gets handed this paperwork and she sees these potential fees charged to her insurance company. And she said, well, hey, look, I don't want to run it through insurance because I don't know what this is going to cost my health plan. I'll just pay for it out of pocket. And she offered them her credit card. And they actually said, no, they wouldn't let her pay out of pocket. They said they were afraid it might be insurance fraud, which it's not insurance fraud, just to be clear. But that's what they told her. And so she ended up leaving without getting the results of her test. She had already done the test, but they didn't give her the results. And that's also a public health hazard. You know, if they let people leave a testing site without telling them whether they tested positive or negative, that's really not a best practice.
Right. And I'm willing to bet there's a lot of people that would be confronted with paying different sets of money like that and just saying, hey, you know what? It's a public health risk, but I don't care. I'm not going to pay that money and then go away. Let's drill down into her son's examination, her son's test, because they ended up going back. I don't know why they went back to the same place.
Well, they didn't actually go back. So what happened is, it's really interesting. She was so disturbed by this paperwork that she got and these potential six-figure fees that she wondered how much it would cost. And then she and her husband realized they had taken their son to that same facility about a month before.
Oh, and
so back in June, they took their son there. He's an 8-year-old boy. And they had him do a test, and they had submitted it to their insurance company, but they had never seen a bill. They had never seen a statement. So they were able to look up their own insurance records, and they were able to get his records from the freestanding emergency room. And what that revealed to them is that their plan had been charged $2,479 for that visit.
Yeah, in that case, the facility fee was over $1,700. The physician's fee was $486. And there was mistakes in there. They said that he had gotten an antibody test and that there was other types of exposure from COVID-19 that they weren't even sure he really was subjected to. So, I mean, it really did seem like they were marking anything they could to up the price.
So I ran this by a lot of experts, and they pointed out, first of all, there's a few things in healthcare in the United States that people need to keep in mind. And that's the first one is that the price is never the price. You know, just because they say they're going to charge $2,479, that doesn't mean they're going to get that. And it doesn't mean that you should pay that. Although sometimes they might get paid that, which is why they jack these prices up just in case they can get paid that much. But also the billing is incredibly sloppy. I mean, I've looked at lots of medical records for lots of different patients. It's very common to have errors in the bills or to have things where it looks like they have upcoded the bill. And by upcoding, I just mean they have billed a higher level of coding, which means they can charge and get reimbursed for a higher amount of money than what would be warranted. Like, I ran this bill by some experts, and they said that for this type of care, it did not warrant the type of billing code and the type of charge that the family received.
It's a great read and look into this. Obviously, I don't think this is happening widespread, especially if you're going to some free testing sites or whatnot. But when you're dealing with insurance, when you're dealing with these freestanding emergency centers, emergency rooms, you just got to be careful with what you can get charged. And man, some of these people are doing everything they can to charge your insurance company as much as possible.
Yeah, you have to be very careful. And one thing you can always do as a patient is make sure that you're in network with your insurance plan. And then always remember, your insurance doesn't pay for this. The government doesn't pay for this. At the end of the day, we all pay for this. And so when our insurance plans get overcharged and pay more than they should, that always comes back to the patient in the form of higher premiums and higher costs over the long haul. So all of us need to be on the lookout for this.
Marshall Allen, healthcare reporter at ProPublica, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
I'm Oscar Ramirez, and this has been Reopening America. Don't forget that for today's big news stories, you can check me out on the Daily Dive podcast every Monday through Friday. So follow us on iHeartRadio or wherever you get your podcasts.